With another farm, family, or food-related Illinois destination you might enjoy, I'm Carrie Muling for RFD Town & Country Partners. A popular stop in the northern part of the state for apples and cider is Curran's Orchard near Rockford. Pat Curran bought the land 30 years ago and has been growing the business ever since.
For the kids, we have a farm animal petting corral and big climbing bales and a mini maze for the little kids and a corn tunnel and a straw tunnel and a huge stack of hay for the haystack that they can toss all over the place. We've also got pick your own apples, pumpkins, and raspberries.
Curran encourages visitors to come hungry.
For your tummy, we have awesome apple donuts. They actually have tiny pieces of apple in them, and you can't buy a dozen here. It's a baker's dozen that we serve when you ask for a dozen. You get 13 so that you can snitch one on the way home, and you still have 12 when you get there. Cider, we have award-winning cider. We've won first place in the national and state contest, and we've won the Midwest Cider of Merit in the last 3 years.
He says he has developed a bit of a niche market in the orchard community.
I spray my trees at about a quarter to a third of what universities recommend for commercial orchards. There's typically a bandwidth for spray, and there's a maximum and a minimum, and I know that most of the orchards do, in fact, spray that minimum where they try to. We take that minimum and cut that way back, count to about a third, sometimes a quarter of what we're supposed to put on. We actually spray less than an organic farmer does. We've had people that come to the orchard and they tell us that it's the only orchard they can eat apples from. They've even tried organic apples and they react to those, but they're happy when they can come out here and pick apples right off the tree and eat them and they don't break off and they don't react to them. Sometimes you wind up with some spots on the apple. And in our case, we don't particularly care about that because we're known for our cider, and we just put those into cider.
The former aerospace engineer says the orchard might not be as lucrative as his first career, but he loves bringing people out to nature and providing them with a quality product. Curran's Orchard is open for two separate seasons each year.
It's open to the public from probably the third week in August right up till the first weekend in December, the last weekend in November. In the summertime, we do pick your own tart cherries on two and sometimes three weekends. Yeah, generally starts late June if we're early, or right around the 4th of July if it's a normal year. I mean, we sell those out every year. So we're only open in the fall season and then again for probably two or three weekends in the early summer.
For more information, visit currensorchard.com or find them on Facebook. For RFD Town & Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muling.